Albania de Leon is on the run from the Environmental Protection Agency. The 39-year-old mother used to run the largest asbestos removal training school in New England. More than a third of asbestos removal licenses issued in Massachusetts between 2002 and 2007 were graduates of environmental compliance training, a company also known as ECT. It turns out most ECT graduates did not know the first thing about asbestos or how to safely handle the material because De Leon never trained them. Instead, she and her assistant sold them a certificate for $400, saying they were qualified, and then sent them on their way to these very dangerous jobs. Asbestos has been linked to lung cancer and other illnesses. Authorities estimate at least 2,500 people received fraudulent certificates before De Leon was arrested in 2007. She was convicted on 28 felony charges last November, and prosecutors wanted at least a 7-year prison sentence. But before she was sentenced, she sawed off her ankle monitor and she disappeared. She's now one of the Environmental Protection Agency's most wanted fugitives. Joining me from Boston is Special Agent Michael Hubbard. He runs the EPA's Criminal Investigation Division in New England. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about this company that she ran, Environmental Compliance Training? Did it catch anyone's attention since she turned out what seemed to be a large number of graduates?
The majority of asbestos workers throughout New England had been trained at her facility, and it was, for all outward appearances, a state-of-the-art training facility with classrooms, and some classes actually were conducted. But upon investigation, we find the majority of graduates received absolutely no training.
So is a suggestion that they didn't know how to protect themselves, suit up properly when they went out to remove asbestos?
That's the initial part of the problem. They also didn't understand that they would be leaving with asbestos on their clothing and take it home to their families, and especially their very vulnerable children, and to the citizens in the area wherever the asbestos work was taking place. If it was not properly removed or bagged or wetted during removal, it would also filter into the air in the surrounding neighborhoods.
I just want to clarify something, though. The people who went through the training at ECT then went out and did asbestos abatement in hospitals and libraries and schools and churches and in homes. Are there risks to people who live in those homes or who visit any of these other buildings where the asbestos was allegedly removed?
It would not be our view that there is a current and continuing risk in or near those facilities. The risk occurred during the time of removal. That was the point of greatest risk while the asbestos was being ripped from walls and the particles were getting into the air.
So how much risk are we talking about? Is there an effort to find all the people who have these ECT certificates, get them into some sort of program to test them to see if they have been exposed to asbestos?
Considerable attention has been given to make the public aware of the risk and the fact these folks, thousands of them, have been out there for several years. The reality is that oftentimes these folks were illegal immigrants with false identification, and so locating of them and identifying the continuing threat has been virtually impossible.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Albania de Leon? Any idea where she is right now?
She is currently wanted by a U.S. district court. All members of law enforcement, be they federal, state, or local, are aware through computers of her wanted status. So the net is wide, and indeed, for the egregiousness of her crimes, we will catch her.
Well, Special Agent Hubbard, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
That was Special Agent Michael Hubbard. He runs the EPA's Criminal Investigations Division in New England.